What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, April 28th, 2017. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Boy, we need a rest. We probably won't get it, but we need a rest after what a week this has been. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phones when you call on in. And, of course, a reminder, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us hour number three today. And she has her own unique perspective on some of this insanity that's going on. Now, interestingly enough, there's an article out by Patrick J. Buchanan, who I've had a lot of respect for over the years. He's been around for a long time, and he's out there basically with an article called The Rise of the Generals, and he's basically suggesting, and we are seeing indications this might be true, that Donald Trump has basically outsourced foreign policy to the generals, to the military high command, and, of course, always Israel as well, because we're hearing that Donald Trump is allowing the Pentagon much more latitude to direct itself, to say where we're going to go, what we're going to do. He is basically, for all intents and purposes, abdicating one of the key aspects of being the president, which is the commander-in-chief of the U.S. military. Now, Secretary Tillerson went up to the U.N. Security Council, and he was out there with his usual rhetoric, act before North Korea does, blah, 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 blah. What was really interesting was looking at the body language of Tillerson himself and his aides sitting behind him, and they're all closed in and huddled up like this, and you can see the look on their face that they know this is all bovine excrement. And worse, they're not getting any more traction with the United Nations than they got with the Senate. But they're out there giving it the old college try. Now, Tillerson made two accusations that I feel I need to respond to. And one of them was that North Korea is pushing the world toward global conflict. I'm sorry, but over the last 16 years, how many nations has the United States attacked, drone struck, regime changed? And then same question, North Korea. And then Tillerson goes on to say, well, North Korea doesn't really need nuclear weapons. How many nations has the United States attacked, drone struck, or regime changed over the last 16 years? And what is the one common feature in all of them, besides they all have natural wealth that the U.S. covets and governments that won't do as they're told? None of these nations had nuclear weapons to deter an invasion. That's the reason to have nuclear weapons, to deter an invasion. That's why Russia has them. That's why the U.S. claims to have them, although the U.S. has actually used them in an attack on another nation in the past. But all these other nuclear nations, they have nuclear weapons. They do not use them. It is the weapon of last resort to defend, to deter invasion. And that's why North Korea wants them. And given the U.S. government's belligerence on full display for the world to see, who can blame them? If North Korea develops nuclear weapons, they're not going to use them unless they are attacked. North Korea is not just going to haul off and hurl a bomb at some other part of the world for no reason. Same thing applies to Iran if they ever do get nuclear weapons. Same thing applies to Saddam Hussein if he'd actually had nuclear weapons. It's just a repeat of the same lie over and over. Oh, this other country is a threat. It's a danger. They're coming to kill you unless you send your children out to kill and contain them. Same thing we've been hearing over and over and over again. How many more times do you have to be lied to before you stand up and say, I'm sick and tired of the lies? You guys are full of crud, and I am not listening anymore. Now, only yesterday we were hearing these messages from the White House and the administration that really we don't really want a war. We want sanctions, which is what Tillerson was after at the United Nations. We want diplomacy. We're going to have China help us denuclearize. We don't really want to go to war. They're trying to look like the good guys, trying to act like they're playing by the rules, even though the United States government is clearly the aggressor here. Today, Donald Trump is saying a major conflict with North Korea is, in fact, possible. So, and then Donald Trump goes and does something really, really stupid. And I'm sorry, whoever's monitoring this show on behalf of the White House, this was really stupid. Before we get into it, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So this relates to the THAAD, the Terminal High Altitude Air Defense System. It used to be called the Theater High Altitude. They renamed it. I don't know why, but that they did. The THAAD. And it's been deployed into South Korea. South Korea did not really want it in the first place. The village where it has been deployed, they're now rioting because the presence of that missile there makes them a target for a North Korea attack if war breaks out, whereas before they would have been left alone. And they don't like that. And then Donald Trump turns around and says South Korea should pay for the THAAD installation, which is $1 billion. And it's part of his general narrative that America's allies are taking advantage of U.S. protection and should pick up more of the costs. Well, they wouldn't need the U.S. protection if the U.S. wasn't going around kicking up a fuss on all parts of the world. And so I'm not at all surprised that Seoul has told Donald Trump to go pound kimchi. Now, the propaganda is still cranking on up, and now they're trying to link North Korea and Syria as the new axis of evil. We have a new axis of evil. I guess Donald Trump is borrowing from Ronald Reagan's playbook. And the new story is coming on out, and this is from Lindsey Graham, is yes, there is no question Assad gassed his own people at Idlib, and he got the poison gas from North Korea. Ooh, see how evil they are. They must be destroyed. And you must pay for it, and your children must die for it. Now, there's been yet another debunking of that French report that claimed that they had absolute proof that sarin gas was used at Idlib. And as it turns out, on reading the report in detail, they're basing their entire claim that sarin was used on the detection of hexamine that was in the samples that were provided to them. But as it turns on out, there are other sources of hexamine than the production of sarin gas. Many explosives leave hexamine as part of their combustion products. Hexamine in and of itself is not confirmation that sarin was used. They're lying to you. Big shock, I know, you're disappointed, but that's what's going on. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Now, Taiwan wanted another conversation with President Trump, wanted a phone call, and Trump is saying, no, he cannot take the call, because right now China seems to be coming on board with helping rein in North Korea. We're getting mixed messages from China. Some of their leaders and politicians are saying, yes, we want to rein in our little neighbor to the south there. And others are saying it would be absolutely, a terrible threat, a provocation for the U.S. to invade North Korea, and that China might, in fact, respond. So we're not exactly sure about that. And there's still that simmering argument over those South China I'm sorry, I'm distracted. People are complaining about things. There's still the argument over the South China Sea islands that China is trying to build on up. And again, treaties at the end of World War II say those belong to China, and they're fighting over those things. And China has to understand that caving in and appeasement to the United States over North Korea is probably not going to hold off an attack on China itself any more than Neville Chamberlain's attempt to appease Nazi Germany prevented World War II. Now we're seeing all these people come on out and saying, we are looking at the edge of a global catastrophe. Pravda is now out there with an editorial opinion. The USA's military pressure on North Korea threatens a global catastrophe. And they're saying switching from political dialogue to power actions is unacceptable. And you don't have to be an expert to understand that the military scenario being planned by the United States on the Korean Peninsula will easily escalate to a colossal global catastrophe in all dimensions. This is from Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Maria Zakharova. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You should go pound Kim who?
Kimchi.
Okay. You know, it takes a village to host a missile, but it's still a bad state of affairs.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
That state of affairs. You know, and they really should pay us $1 billion. I mean, God forbid something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going on. The U.S. goes on in, causes trouble, and then says, here, you need to buy our weapons. And then they say, we don't want to buy your weapons. And they say, that's okay. We're going to put the weapons in there anyway. And after they're in, they say, yeah, now you got to pay for them. And it was a stupid thing for Trump to do, because we're only a couple of weeks away from the South Korean elections. And the leading candidate right now doesn't want the U.S. in South Korea at all. Wants reconciliation with the North. He's a believer in the Sunshine Principle. And he's leading in the polls, although all of a sudden we're getting word of a new candidate who's entered the race, who's climbing fiercely in the polls. So they're getting ready to steal that election as well.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's like a protection racket with weapons much larger than Tommy guns.
That's exactly what it is.
I know one commentator on the radio who thinks that Trump is like carefully orchestrating this to suddenly pull a rabbit out of the hat and say, see, we made peace and now there's going to be trade. Whoopee. You know, yeah. And it's like, sorry, the tenor of the saber rattling of the generals is just a little too earnest for my liking. You know, this.
Well, let me ask you a question. What does North Korea have that the U.S. wants to buy? And more to the point, what does the U.S. have that North Korea would want to buy?
Oh, maybe not to trade with us, but prior to all this alienation, there were actually South Korean workers, you know, going into plants in North Korea every day. They were starting to get, I'd love to see the two nations fused like East and West Germany. You know,
so would the Koreans. I mean, 5 years ago, they were talking about it. 5 years ago, there was serious talk about, you know, officially ending the Korean War and reunifying the way Germany had done, and the United States didn't want that. And they go on in, and they start stirring up trouble, and they go to South Korea and say, oh, those North Koreans, they're planning something bad. They're going to be evil. Then they go up to North Korea and say, oh, those people in South Korea, they're planning something bad. They're going to be evil. And just stirring up trouble in the hope that they can make a fast buck off the resulting chaos.
I heard someone suggest that North Korea grows opium poppies and it's horning in on the CIA's racket in Afghanistan. That doesn't sound like quite enough to threaten this type of, you know, nightmare scenario.
Again, as I keep saying, and it is no secret, when Kim Jong-un took over North Korea, he banned the growing of opium. But because of all the sanctions and economic hardship, he's had to back off because that is a cash crop. And yes, it does present competition to the CIA's opium coming out of Afghanistan and wherever else they're probably still getting it from Southeast Asia or from whoever took over from Kunsa. But hang on a second. But I keep saying, wars never happen for just one reason.
Just one reason, yeah.
Yeah, there's always, you have different groups coming together, and they all have their own particular agenda, oil, gold, opium, private central banking, whatever. But all of those agendas overlap at the same solution. We need a war in North Korea, and that's when the war is going to happen.
Well, Kim Jong-un is just going to have to be replaced with an oil company executive who can be mayor of two-thirds of Pyongyang.
Well, again, look how well that worked out in Afghanistan.
Bingo. So, all right. Well, thank you, Mike. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, getting on back to the news. Now, Xi Jinping has sent a personal message to Vladimir Putin saying our friendship is unbreakable, basically refuting claims by the United States that they are succeeding in driving Russia and China apart. If anything, the obvious warmongering of the United States on a global scale is probably driving Russia and China closer together. And that means, I mean, they're already trading amongst themselves with their own currency. They're not going through the dollar. They're developing a gold-backed trade currency for their economic cooperatives. And I imagine probably we're going to see an acceleration in the sharing of military technology between Russia and China. And some of that stuff is the U.S. doesn't really have a defense for yet. Now, turning on down to Syria, where things are starting to heat up again, government forces are advancing on multiple fronts in the Al-Qabun district in eastern Damascus. Apparently government troops were able to shut off the supply lines operated by militants in the area. So they're now encircled, they're cut off, they can't get supplies. It's only a matter of time before they're forced to surrender. And apparently there are heavy losses among the members of ISIS. And even better, the Syrian army has taken control over the main gas field Shair, from ISIS. And again, ISIS in Syria gets a large part of the funding for their campaign by stealing Syrian oil and gas, smuggling it out through Turkey, and selling it on the world market. And that is now being taken away from them. Al-Nusra's defense lines in eastern Damascus shattered after army's extensive advance. So the Syrian forces have clearly regained the initiative after that U.S. cruise missile attack. And it's moving along. But the U.S. may be getting ready to pull an end run, because we're seeing another article that just came out in Associated Press. U.S. troops are deploying along the Syria-Turkish border. And there's footage coming out of the area in the village of Darbasiya, which is a few hundred meters from the Turkish border. Now, looking on a map, this is at the western edge of the Kurdish territory. Now, those troops are not there to threaten Turkey, who's supposed to be our ally. I don't think they're going to turn on the Kurds, who are also our allies. I think this is going to be the beginning of carving off what is going to be called a safe zone out of Syria. They're just going to go on in and carve out a chunk and say, this is the new border of Syria here, which is kind of weird, because it wasn't all that long ago when the U.S. government claimed that Crimea couldn't leave Ukraine because we had to respect the territorial boundaries of nations. And now here they are getting ready to start slashing and burning across the map of the Middle East. Apparently, Bulgarian weapons are now being smuggled to the terrorists in Syria through Saudi Arabia. And apparently there is a ship, the Marianne Danica, that was detected carrying huge amounts of weapons and explosives. So they're still getting a lot of outside support there. Article out of Russia Insider. Israel and ISIS are allies. There, we said it. It's a wonderful, wonderful headline. And they're talking about how Israel is basically operating now as ISIS air cover, ISIS air support. And they're not even really trying to hide it anymore. Another article out of Turkopolye, can't pronounce that, I apologize, basically saying Israel is getting more blatant about their support for anti-Assad jihadis. And we have these articles where it says the IDF has apologized to ISIS for accidentally killing some of their people, and ISIS apologized to the IDF for accidentally killing some of their people. So they're all buddy buddies. They're all buddy buddies. Imagine my shock. We'll be right back after these few words.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what...
And hello, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad is out there saying openly, Trump's now a puppet of the deep state. He's changed his rhetoric completely. Actually, he's changing his rhetoric on an almost daily basis. Donald Trump is starting to remind me of the weather here in Hawaii. If you don't like it, just wait 15 minutes. It'll be something totally different. Yet another report has come on out about that claim that Assad gassed his own people. And this one came out of Turco Poliye Taipad as well, basically pointing out that the so-called supporting information for the U.S. claims of the attack and the supporting information for the French claims of the attack actually contradict each other. They're directly contradictive, and yet both reports say, oh, there's no question Assad gassed his own people. And obviously there is a serious problem, because if these two reports were actually reporting the truth, then all of the various bits and pieces would line up. But in any event, further investigation isn't necessary. The story was absurd on the face of it. Assad had no reason to gas his own people. He's on the verge of success. He's on the verge of ridding his country of these U.S.-backed terrorists. There were peace talks starting that were going to allow him to continue in his office. Even the White House had said, we accept that Assad is probably going to stay on as president. So why would Assad do something that would hand his enemies a potent political weapon? And why, if you're going to use the chemical weapons, why not attack the rebels? Why attack innocent civilians? It was engineered for the maximum shock value. That's what's going on with that. Now, according to residents near in eastern Afghanistan, where they just dropped that Moab bomb. And I remember at the time when they announced they had done it, all the media had was file footage of a Moab test. And I even commented at the time, can't we see actual pictures of the strike itself? And it turns out there's a reason none were provided. Because according to people who live around where this bomb fell, it didn't really do a lot of damage. There were trees still standing 100 meters from the center of the blast with no sign of damage. And apparently the tunnels that were the target were all but untouched. Now, together with the less than spectacular success of the $80 million cruise missile attack on Syria, the myth of America's unbeatable military might is starting to unravel. A lot of bucks, very little bang. But that hasn't stopped the U.S. government from coming on out and rattling their sabers even harder. Article coming out of Kitsapsun.com. The USS Nimitz is now ready for the big one. It's just finished its refuel refit, and it will deploy in early summer. And it's not yet announced where it will be going, but deployments usually last 7 or 8 months, and they're going to be going forward. Now, we need to remember back when they initially said the Carl Vinson was off the North Korean coast and was actually down in Indonesia, they came with a report saying that the Nimitz and the Ronald Reagan were joining it. Well, obviously the Nimitz was unavailable because it's still completing its refuel refit. And we know the Ronald Reagan really can't be used for very long by anybody because it's highly radioactive from the Fukushima disaster. And it gets a little more embarrassing than that. Because Yahoo is reporting that the Carl Vinson strike group off the coast of North Korea is accompanied by the guided missile destroyers USS Wayne E. Mayer, USS Michael Murphy, and a Ticonderoga-class cruiser, the USS Lake Champlain. And here's where it gets weird. They're not equipped with the version of the Aegis surveillance system that can track long-range incoming ballistic missiles. And they are not armed with the standard Missile 3 interceptors that can bring down medium and short-range ballistic missiles. They have radar and missiles for air defense against warplanes, not incoming missiles. And that armada is vulnerable to a missile strike right now. That's a big oops. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but... or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, over in Ukraine, under the cover of the world's attention being turned to Syria and North Korea, Kiev is starting to encroach on the eastern Ukrainian republics. It is a complete violation of the Minsk agreements. And Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel is in a very awkward position because she was one of the people who brought about the Minsk agreement. And if it fails, it's going to work against her the next time she runs for office, which is coming up. So she is over in Sochi trying to save the Minsk agreements and tone that all down here. But at this point, everybody is just gearing up. Everybody seems to know a world war is coming. All they're waiting for is a starting time. We're going to take a phone call. Donna in New Mexico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I have coined a new word, and I want to share it with you.
Please do.
Trumple Stiltskin. You know, a play
like
on
the
Trumple
of the...
Stiltskin.
Yo, I got the reference immediately. I'm not exactly sure what it's supposed to mean, but it's a cute
word.
Well,
you have to look up the fable, and when you look it up, you'll get it. It's because I had to refresh myself on it when I thought of it, but I called to say one thing. Hey, I'm a nationalist and a globalist, Trump said.
Yeah, I was going to get into that one later in the show. Yeah, that was that's
that explains a lot, doesn't it?
You know, I might as well talk about it now because it doesn't really matter where it comes into the thing. I heard that, and I thought about this old movie called The Dead Zone. It was the movie version of Stephen King's novel of the same name, about this guy who gets in a horrible accident and he wakes up with these amazing psychic powers. And his antagonist in trying to get back to normal life is a political candidate running for the presidency, played by Martin Sheen. And so the Chris Walken character, doorbell rings, he opens it, and there are canvassers working for the political candidate. And they're going down this long list of, you know, he's for the little guy and for big business, and he's for war but believes in peace. And just constant direct contradiction without – and the instant he said, I'm a globalist and a nationalist, that was the first thing that popped into my head.
That's all I had to say, but I agree. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to let you go and get on back to the news. All righty. This is a very alarming article coming from Paul Craig Roberts, and we have to take this guy seriously because of his background. And the headline of the article is, Washington plans to nuke Russia and China. And he's saying that the theory being developed by the U.S. government, by the war hawks, is preemptive strikes on the target. And the target will be so devastated they won't dare retaliate out of fear that Washington will launch a second major strike. This is going to be coupled with assassins to take out as much of the government and high command as possible. And that's very, very dangerous thinking. Certainly it's a violation of the no first use policy, which we used to have here. Now, apparently, Russia is getting wind of the same thing as well, because we are hearing in this article from Pravda that, in point of fact, if the U.S. carries out an unprovoked preemptive strike on Russia with nuclear weapons, that Russia will respond with everything they've got. And again, this underscores the fact the reason all these countries want nuclear weapons is not to attack other countries, but to discourage other countries from attacking them. Now, I know the idealists and the dreamers would love a world where there are no nuclear weapons. So would I. But it is impractical, because there's always going to be somebody who's got them. And taking the model of a community where they try and take guns away from the law-abiding and the criminals still have guns and then run free reign, I think the only other policy is every nation ought to have nuclear weapons, and then nobody will dare use them. So, maybe I should quit radio and start a nuclear bomb factory or something. Now then, little flashback bit of history. Do you remember that whole Uranium Gate story? About how under then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, a Russian company managed to gain control, leaseholds, on 20% of the U.S. uranium ore. It was called the Uranium One deal. And at the same time they were getting this deal, all kinds of Russian money was pouring into the Clinton Foundation, which is still not being investigated for all this stuff. So here's the irony of it all. If Paul Craig Roberts is right, and there is a nuclear exchange with Russia, some of our cities might be destroyed with the very same uranium that Hillary Clinton provided Russia with. That's going to look really wonderful in the history books here. Now, do you remember how only a short while ago the corporate media was poking fun at the preppers? Oh, these preppers, they think the end of the world is coming. They're being ridiculous. They're building bunkers and all the rest of that. Oh, let's all laugh at them. And then, of course, following Hurricane Sandy, the joke was, how do you tell a prepper? They're the ones not eating out of the trash dumpsters. Well, now the corporate media is saying, yeah, maybe it's time for everybody to start being prepared to deal with the aftermath of a nuclear strike. Okay. Apparently, all 100 U.S. senators have signed a letter to the United Nations to say the United Nations ought to stop being against Israel. You're treating Israel unfairly. Just because they're committing war crimes against the Palestinians is no reason to call special attention to them. Israel's doing really good. Trump only got 97 senators to show up for his White House briefing on North Korea. Amazing. Speaking of Israel, we are still hearing rumblings that Netanyahu may actually be charged in a corruption scandal. Apparently, the scandal is so big, they can't make it go away. And now they have found indications Netanyahu was getting goodies from an American, millionaire Spencer Patrick. He's a businessman described as Netanyahu's air taxi in the United States. And so forth and so on. I'm going to do a quick pull away here because my smartphone is sending me all these messages about tsunami warnings. And that usually means that something very nasty has happened somewhere in the world. Apparently, there's been a big quake over in the Philippines. And, well, they're saying there's no threat to here in Hawaii, so we'll get the data on the Philippine quake up during the next commercial break here. Now, do you know how a few days ago Barack Obama came under criticism for a $400,000 speech to a Wall Street bank? And apparently, he just did it again. He got $400,000 for appearing at the A&E Network's advertising upfront at the Pierre Hotel. He was interviewed for 90 minutes, and he got another $400,000 for that. A lot of people are troubled by the big ticket talk, including Elizabeth Warren. Well, this is the repayment for favors. The days when the corruptors would simply walk up to a retired politician and hand them a bag of cash, that's gone. Now it's book deals and speaking fees. It's a legalized way of compensating politicians for the little favors they have done for you over the years here. We are finally starting to see traction on the email server scandal. A House committee has issued a referral for prosecution against the head of an IT firm that managed Hillary Clinton's private email server. The referral is against Treve Suazo, CEO of Platte River Networks, alleging that the company flatly refused to comply with congressional subpoenas for documents related to their work on Clinton's server. And they're referring the matter. Now, this puts the ball squarely in Attorney General Sessions' court. And everybody's going to be watching to see if he actually moves forward with this, or if he, like his predecessor Loretta Lynch, is going to try and keep a lid on this scandal. Because I still am seeking an answer to a question that I asked when this email server scandal first broke out. Looking back at the history of Chinagate, when then-President Bill Clinton was authorizing the transfer of very sensitive to technology to China, some with military applications, some of which may be flying back at us in the very near future, Chinese money was laundered through Chinese-American citizens and donated to Bill Clinton's reelection fund. It was called Chinagate. And they tried to have an investigation there, but oh, golly gee whiz, the White House email server blew up and we didn't have the backup tapes. Golly gee shuckies. The dog ate the evidence again. So, on that history, and knowing how corrupt the Clintons are, it is a legitimate question. If Hillary Clinton was selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using the weak private email server to deliver them and the charitable foundation to accept and launder the payments? That is a legitimate question. It deserves to be asked. It demands an answer. Now, Ron Paul just did an interview with Julian Assange and addressing how the CIA is basically going on the warpath against truth tellers or anybody who's airing their dirty laundry to the public. And boy, is that a lot of dirty laundry. If you're downwind from that, I feel sorry for you. Take a gas mask. And Assange is saying the CIA has been deeply humiliated. It's also true of the NSA and the FBI. The American people have come to understand that these agencies are not the great bunch of heroes that we are constantly told they are in movies and TV shows. And they never have been. Now, WikiLeaks has released even more information from the Vault 7 drop. This is a CIA project called Scribbles, and it is an electronic document watermarking system that embeds beacon tags into documents that are likely to be copied by insiders, whistleblowers, journalists, or others. And now that that is out, what's going to happen is people are just going to copy and paste the text on a document rather than forward the document itself. If you ever actually disassemble a Word file, there's a lot of stuff in there. Most people don't understand. There have been a few cases of embarrassment where somebody will edit a Word file to remove something embarrassing and forward it along, not realizing the record of the edit is still in that file, unless you explicitly delete it. Now, in an earlier, less computerized age, I think the project was called the Canary Trap, where when a document was to be distributed to a limited number of people, 20 or 30, each document was slightly different. So if it was leaked, they knew who the leaker was. This is a lot more subtle. And a reminder, CloudStrike. We're still seeing all these allegations that Russia interfered with the election. They hacked the DNC. Russia's interfered with the French elections. Russia's interfered with this. Russia interfered with that. All going back to that claim by CloudStrike that they identified Russia as the party that broke into the DNC email servers. And CloudStrike was the only one who looked. The government was not allowed to investigate. The FBI was denied access to those servers. So it was all on the word of CloudStrike. And when their work came on out, it was denounced by other cybersecurity experts. And now CloudStrike has pulled back on this claim, and they are refusing to cooperate with Congress to find out what the heck actually went on down there. Now, Donald Trump has just addressed the NRA. Okay. Donald Trump has just addressed the NRA as he approaches his 100 days in office, which has been disappointing. And he was in full campaign mode. Looking at him up on that stage was like seeing him at his best last year. Shame he's not like that when he's actually on the job here. But he did make a very positive statement that I hope he will not flip-flop on, and that is that the 8-year assault on the Second Amendment is over. And I'd certainly like to see that. Banning guns increases crime. Look at Washington, D.C. Look at Chicago. I think everybody ought to have a gun. There was that Kennesaw, Georgia. A few years ago, they actually passed a city ordinance. Every home had to have a gun. And the crime rate plummeted. And I'm a great believer in teaching gun safety, so that you don't get accidents from kids who don't know how to safely handle a firearm, and they find daddy's gun and they think it's a toy, and they act like what the people they see in the movies, like Captain America, and they pull the trigger and they damage the furniture, or even worse, somebody else. Now, if you go over to my Right to Keep and Bear Arms page, somebody actually sent me a photo from the 1950s. When they were teaching gun safety in the public schools. Public schools and high schools had shooting clubs. The military were donating surplus weapons. They wanted everybody to know how to use safely a firearm. And I grew up in that environment. Everyone got their first gun on their 12th birthday. And the gun safety lecture. And we didn't have mass shootings. We took our guns to school. It was no big deal. We put them in the cloakroom. Because on the way home from school, all of us stopped off at the family farm fields, and we chased the critters out. Now it's just normal life. We never pointed guns at each other. Anyway. Okay. The government shutdown has been avoided for 1 week. They passed an emergency spending measure that will allow the debate and argument over border walls and Obamacare to continue for another week, and then they'll have to pass another bill. All right, we are coming up here on another commercial break. I need to chase down a headline and find out why I'm getting all these notices about a major quake, find out about that. So we'll be back after these few words from our sponsors right now.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're coming up on the top of the hour. Now, Italy, which is in serious, serious economic difficulty, there's concern about the survivability of their banks, and still they have to sacrifice even more to keep the European Central Bank happy. Italy has caved and agreed to raise taxes on the people to satisfy Brussels. And that is always what is going to happen when you are enslaved to private central banks and the debt builds up and builds up and builds up. The taxes will go up, the benefits will go down until virtually everything that is coming out of your life is sucked off and given to the bankers. And eventually it'll fall apart, but by that time all of the real wealth of the nation, the land, the buildings, The resources will be owned by the bankers. Boy, oh boy. All right, let's see. We have a caller on the line. Brendan in San Francisco. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I sent you a video with Karen Hoodes. She's referencing the global financial reset, and I wanted your take on it because I'm getting mixed feelings about her based on her kind of esoteric stuff, but there's no denying her credibility as a lawyer for the, I believe it was the World Bank or the Central Bank. Do you have any information you can share with us?
Not really. I've paid a little bit of attention to her, and some of the stuff that she says sounds good. I'm afraid I have not actually viewed the tape that you sent me, but can you sort of summarize its content for us?
So the one that I sent you in particular was the first one I came across, and she had a pretty positive spin on it. And based on our conversation yesterday, I thought, wow, what a treat to have someone that actually didn't have quite a gloomy forecast. But then again, it was from early 2016, late 2015. So a lot has happened in that time. But I followed up on her since, and I've kind of, now I'm obsessing about her because she has been reinstated. She is a whistleblower, fact. But she has been reinstated back in the upper echelon of the banking system, the world banking system. But the criticism of her is that she is controlled opposition, and she's trying to lead us down a path of distraction. And but I mean, I had to bring it to your attention, and it's something we should investigate. And once again, her name is Karen Hoodes. The video that I saw, the global financial reset. I hope your listeners.
Wait a minute. I did look at that, and I'm still looking through that. Anyway, we've got to do our station identification. And so, Brendan, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to have to let you go. No, we need to get on to other news. Thank you very much.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.